The Lal Jomi. Love, before the children thinned your hair and thickened me, remember where we'd eat, the nights the Cambridge Arms had rung out their last orders, how you'd wink, you want to share a curry, and we'd stagger down the street to our old Indian restaurant right there beyond the dry cleaners and just before the place you bought me roses, among all those shops, the kind where opening the door would ring a bell, how once a week or more the Lal Jomi would call us and we'd fall through its wide entrance arched like old Lahore. The waiter, whom we counted as a friend, would lead us to a curtained booth and smile. Our grins implied his shift was near its end. We tipped well, and we didn't need to spend long with the menu. First we'd split a pile of fiery pappadums. He would unbend and put the dips and chutneys out for free, with wine if we were still inclined to drink. You'd ask for sheikh kebab, tikka for me. We fed each other bits in privacy. We'd order so much food back then, I think we never ate it all. Can't you still see the plate warmers which groaned with meat and rice? Hear the sitar music that would play, or taste the coriander, pungent spice, burning on our tongues like the advice we swapped in drunken voices, yet next day we would say nothing more than, it was nice. Oh, love. Remember when the meal was done, how we would press the hot towels to our faces, suck oranges, spit out the pips for fun, and split, so keen for bed we'd almost run. These days we dine in ritzy 4-star places, but love, you know I really miss that one.